This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Legislation to make Missouri a right-to-work state is again coming up in the state Senate. A Senate panel last week endorsed two bills that would make it a misdemeanor to require workers to pay union fees as a condition of employment. One of the two proposals, sponsored by Senate President Pro Tem Rob Mayer, would go before voters if it passes the legislature. The other would go to the governor's desk. Business groups say such laws could help the state attract more jobs, while unions say the measures would allow people to get benefits without paying for their representation in bargaining talks. The legislation in Missouri comes as Indiana appears close to becoming a right-to-work state. A Republican bill there passed the House and is headed to the Senate. Legislation has been filed in the Missouri House that would abolish the death penalty. Marshall Griffin has the details from Jefferson City.
If the bill becomes law, any pending executions in Missouri would be halted, and all inmates sentenced to death would be resentenced to life without probation or parole. It's sponsored by Democrat Penny Hubbard of St. Louis.
There's no theory that states taking a life and trying to play God in a role that this deters crime.
Hubbard also says there's the possibility that some inmates on death row may actually be innocent. The bill's chances of passage are considered slim with large Republican majorities in the House and Senate and a Democratic governor who supports the death penalty. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Demolition has begun at a Joplin hospital that took a direct hit from a deadly May 22nd tornado. The Joplin Globe reported that about 1,000 people turned out on Sunday for a ceremony at the shell of the once bustling St. John's Mercy Hospital. Speakers talked about the history of the hospital before a wrecking ball ceremonially smacked the side of the building a few times. From there, the crowd went to a groundbreaking ceremony for the new structure is being built at a site 3 miles away. The tornado cut a wide path through Joplin and hit the hospital particularly hard, knocking out virtually every window, killing and injuring several people inside. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was in Missouri last week, touting President Obama's job creation plans laid out last week in his State of the Union address. But as KBIA's Jacob Fenster reports, this comes as the Agriculture Department faces a shrinking budget.
The USDA calls it the blueprint for stronger service, closing 259 offices around the U.S. Those closures will save the department an estimated $150 million a year and will include 10 offices here in Missouri. Vilsack says the closures won't have a big impact on farmers who use the offices to access loans and information.
Naturally, if you have fewer dollars and fewer workers and more work to do, you've got to figure out ways in which you can continue that service, but you may have to do it in a slightly different place.
The Agriculture Department is also facing cuts of $23 billion or more in this year's farm bill. Vilsack says those cuts will bring big changes in the safety net system for farmers.
I think you're going to see a change in the system that we have today, which provides payments to farmers, whether it's a good year or bad year. I think you're clearly going to see a change in that system. Fiscal circumstances are going to dictate it.
Vilsack says the safety net will still include subsidized crop insurance. Over the past 3 years, the USDA has paid out $641 million in insurance claims to Missouri farmers who were victims of natural disasters. I'm Jacob Fenston in Columbia.
Missouri lawmakers could add cell phones to the state's no-call list that restricts telemarketing. A Senate committee has endorsed legislation that would allow people to add their cell phones to the no-call list. It would ban phone calls, text messages, or faxes. Similar legislation also has been filed in the state House. Lawmakers have debated expanding the no-call list in recent years. Supporters of allowing cell phones to be added to the list say the changes are needed to account for new technology. They say solicitations through people's cell phones are unwanted and cost Missourians money. Two of Missouri's three Republican senatorial candidates are expected to meet in a debate in Branson. U.S. Representative Todd Akin and former state treasurer Sarah Steelman both have committed to participate in Monday night's debate. The third candidate, St. Louis businessman John Bruner, is not planning to attend. All three Republicans are seeking to challenge current Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill in the November elections. Monday's debate is to be held at the Branson High School Auditorium, which has room for several hundred people. Two Missouri organizations are working together to push ballot measures seeking to cap payday loan interest rates and increase the state minimum wage. Missourians for Responsible Lending and Give Missourians a Raise kicked off the two initiative petition campaigns on Saturday. The group Grassroots Organizing hosted the joint event at the Boone County Commission Chambers. The Columbia Daily Tribune reported that each petition drive needs to collect roughly 105,000 valid signatures from six of the state's nine congressional districts to appear on the November ballot. The Tribune reported that opponents of capping the payday loan interest rate at 36% already have amassed more than $500,000 for their campaign chests. The other initiative seeks to boost the state minimum wage by a dollar to $8.25 an hour. The St. Louis Art Museum has reinstalled 18 galleries in its original Cass Gilbert building. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the galleries feature 12 new acquisitions, 45 works that have not been on view for a decade or more, and several other pieces that have undergone extensive conservation. One treat for visitors is the new Max Beckmann Gallery, featuring 14 works from the famed German Expressionist. The museum has the world's largest collection of Beckmann paintings, sculptures, and prints. An online program provided at no cost by a Catholic-run healthcare system in four states is helping school districts promote health education. The program, called Health Teachers, being provided to districts in Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, the four states in which the St. Louis-based Sisters of Mercy health system operates. The Washington, Missourian reports that over 200 schools have already signed up to use the program. The health teacher curriculum focuses on physical and mental health, nutrition, injury prevention, anatomy, and the dangers of tobacco, alcohol, and drug use. Educators decide which lessons to use and how to use them. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.